Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the SMTC fourth quarter and fiscal 2016 earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will follow at that time. If anyone should require assistance during this conference, please press star then zero on your touchtone telephone to reach an operator. As a reminder, this conference call may be recorded. I would now like to introduce your host for today's conference, Blair McInnes, Corporate Controller. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Charlotte. And before we begin the call, I'd like to remind everybody that the presentation may include statements about expected future events and financial results that are forward-looking in nature and subject to risks and uncertainties. The company cautions that actual performance will be affected by a number of factors, many of which are beyond the company's control, and that future events and results may vary substantially from what the company currently foresees. Discussion of the various factors that may affect future results is contained in the company's annual report on Form 10-K, Form 10-Q, and subsequent reports on Form 8-K and other filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. I will now hand it over to Eddie Smith, our interim president and chief executive officer.
Thanks, Blair. Welcome and good morning to ladies and gentlemen. I'm Eddie Smith, SMTC's interim president and chief executive officer. On this call with me today is Roger Dunfield, SMTC's Chief Financial Officer, and Greg Gaba, Vice President of Finance. I'm excited by the opportunity to be the President and CEO of SMTC. I look forward to developing strategic initiatives with the executive management team, the priority of which is to increase revenue with existing and new customers while getting new opportunities. We've experienced a significant decrease in revenue year over year. Specifically, the revenue decreased 24% or 53 million in 2016 from 2015. Two previously disclosed customers we no longer do business with represented a loss of $33 million year over year, with another four customers with products reaching end of life represented a further loss of $34 million year over year. This has been offset by new customer revenue exceeding $14 million. I plan to continue visiting with our key customers and further enhance and encourage a long-standing relationship where SMTC offers them a flexible and quality manufacturing solution. We have a global footprint and need to engage with new customer opportunities to strengthen our position as a customer-focused EMS provider. We are looking to further our reach with our existing customers, and it is also critical that we find new customers and grow that revenue stream as well. We will continue to work closely with our customers to monitor and improve our quality and operations. I've established initiatives to monitor and drive further quality improvements to ensure we provide our customers with the best service and flexibility needed by them. I will now hand the call over to Roger to discuss the financial results. Here you go, Roger.
Thanks, Eddie. Revenue for the fourth quarter was $39.7 million, with a gross profit of $3.4 million, or 8.6%, and a net loss of $0.6 million, compared to revenue in the fourth quarter of 2015 of $60.7 million, gross profit of $5.5 million, or 9.1%, and a net income of $0.8 million. The fourth quarter of 2016 included move-related expenses of $0.2 million and $0.4 million in the cost of sales and selling and general administrative expenses, respectively, related to the move of the San Jose facility to Fremont that were not incurred in the prior year. In addition, there was an unrealized foreign exchange loss on unsettled forward foreign exchange contracts of $0.2 million in the quarter, compared to a gain of $1 million in the prior year quarter. Adjusted gross profit percentage was 8.5% in 2016, compared to 7.8% in the prior year, and adjusted EBITDA was $1.1 million in the fourth quarter of 2016, compared to $1.5 million in the prior year fourth quarter. As indicated by Eddie, revenue for the fiscal 2016 was $167.9 million compared to $220.6 million in the prior year. The gross profit was $15 million, or 9% for the fiscal 2016, compared to $17.7 million, or 8% in the prior year, due to a more profitable product mix in addition to manufacturing labor efficiencies. Adjusted EBITDA for fiscal 2016 was $4.7 million compared to $5.7 million in the prior year. The reduction was primarily driven by the reduced revenue, which was offset by improved gross margins in 2016 as compared to 2015 and reduced selling and general administration expenses compared to 2015. Full-year cash flow from operations was $6.9 million, down from $10.9 million in the prior year. However, debt net of cash was $4.9 million as at January 1, 2017, a decrease from the $10.4 million for the prior year. I'll now hand the call back to Eddie to provide some closing remarks.
Thanks, Roger. Despite the decrease in revenue year over year, I'm encouraged that we have closed 2016 with improved gross margins, improved adjusted EBITDA as a percentage of revenue, and continue to drive excellent working capital metrics. My goal in 2017 is to drive new revenue opportunities with existing and new customer opportunities and ensure we're providing the best quality to our customers with the flexibility they would expect. Finally, I want to thank our customers for their trust in SMTC, thank our shareholders for the continued investment in our company, and thank our employees across the globe for their hard work and dedication. We'll now open the lines for questions.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star, then the number one key on your touch-tone telephone. And if your question has been answered or you wish to remove yourself from the queue, you may press the pound key. Once again, to ask a question at this time, please press the star, then the number one key on your touch-tone telephone. We'll give it a moment to see if we have any questions. And as another reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star, then the number one key on your touch-tone telephone. And it looks like our first question comes from the line of Charles Neuhauser from Mainwall. Your line is now open.
Hey, good morning. Would you say that the fourth quarter revenue represents some sort of base run rate, or are the other program wind downs going to lead to softer revenue numbers in the immediate future?
So first of all, good morning, Charles. So the revenue that we lost and the customers that are gone, you know, some of that, obviously, we still do some amount of that revenue. But we're adding some new customers. So, you know, there's a balance of adding new customers, new programs, with the wind down of some of the old customers and older programs. Over a long period, if you look at the company over the last couple of years, clearly there's been a downtrend in the revenue. And myself and obviously the sales team need to get focused on and reversing that and getting moved in a positive direction. I mean, one of the great things we have is capacity and capability. And what happens is as we add new revenue, you know, with not having to add capital equipment and capital into the business, it'll be extremely profitable. So clearly top line will continue to be a focus for us. And we'll have to continue to bring in new programs from our existing customers as well as new customers to enhance that.
Right. I guess I was more curious about whether or not you consider the revenue base at the moment sort of a stable, at a stable level, which, you know, basically means the company's running at break even on an earnings basis at the moment, to enable you to at least keep things on an even keel until you begin to bring in some of this new business.
Yeah. So Charles, I'm so new. What I'd like to do is get a couple quarters of flat to, you know, slightly growing revenue before I'd go commit to, hey, we're all stabilized and everything is pointing up in a positive direction. So I think I'll have a better feel, you know, 30 days into it. So I think I'll have a better feel in the next conference call.
Very good. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star, then the number one key on your touch-tone telephone. Our next question comes from the line of Craig Boots, a private investor. Your line is now open.
Yes, I guess I have a couple of questions. One would be having to do with what was mentioned on the last conference call concerning some of that new business. I believe it had to do with some form of a military type of a contract, and I was curious on how that was going. I guess I'll let you answer that before I ask any more.
Yeah, so I think in the last call, just and obviously I wasn't on it, so I read through the notes. I think they were talking about the vertical markets they were focusing on and trying to get into. So we've quoted what I would call more industrial vertical markets in terms of military, medical, and obviously those accounts don't come in overnight. It takes, 6 months, 3 months, to go bring them in. But I would say I was pleasantly surprised as I reviewed the business with the funnel from the sales team on new quotes and new opportunities.
Okay, that definitely sounds encouraging. I guess I was a little worried about going into new business. A lot of times you never know how that's going to turn out. I guess one other question I was wondering, you kind of, I guess, had answered that. I don't know if you're going to be able to elaborate on it or not. I was wondering if there was any predictions going forward, at least in this coming quarter, as to what we might expect for earnings per share, if it's going to at least get a little better or stay the same, or if you guys had any ideas on that.
Yeah, we don't give forward guidance, so I'd love to give you that. I also would give you a second part of that is we're at the tail end of our quarter, and it wouldn't be appropriate to talk about our next quarter results at this point.
Oh, yeah, I guess I wasn't thinking about that. What, are you able to give any information on the following quarter, though, or not?
Not at this point. I think, once again, I think I need to get, after 30 days, I don't have, I've looked at the pipelines, I've looked at customers, I'm out meeting the customers, I've met the top 15 customers. So I think in the next call, I can give you a little more in-depth of where we're going and what we're doing.
Okay. And I guess the last question, I heard on the first you gave a net income and then a net loss figure. I guess the net loss was stated first and then the net income, and I guess I couldn't quite figure whether you guys made money or lost money.
Yeah, so the results in this previous quarter was a loss of 0.6 million.
Yeah, I had heard that, but then I also heard that other one that was saying there was a slight gain, and I didn't know what that was referring to, so I guess I wasn't sure what the difference between the two numbers were.
I'm sorry. So there was a loss of 0.6 million in the fourth quarter of 2016. In the fourth quarter of 2015, there was a gain of 0.8 million.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what I heard. I had 0.8 million. Yeah, that I do remember that figure. I guess that's what you're referring to then. Okay, thank you much.
Oh, thank you, Craig. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And as a final reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question at this time, please press the star, then the number one key on your touchtone telephone. One moment while we wait for questions. And at this time, I'm not showing any further questions and would like to turn the call back over to Eddie Smith.
I want to first of all thank you all for joining the call and your continued support of SMTC. We expect our next earnings call to take place during the first week of May. We look forward to speaking to all of you then, and thank you very much. Have a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating in today's conference. This does conclude the program, and you may all disconnect. Everyone, have a great day.